Prescription drugs, bloody bandages, body parts, used syringes, medical gowns, and gloves. When these things are burned, the process releases hazardous chemicals into the air, including dioxins, mercury, and nitrogen oxide. Stericycle's incinerator has scrubbers that limit what's released into the air, but the company is allowed to emit certain amounts of these pollutants under regulations set by the Environmental Protection Agency. Some people believe those regulations ensure the safety of those living nearby. Others do not.
Exposure to toxic emissions during a critical window of development for a fetus or a small child can have devastating lifetime disease consequences.
That's University of Utah physician Alalia Berry reading from a letter at a press conference in November last year. Utah Physicians for a Healthy Environment sent the letter to major hospitals in the state asking them to boycott Stericycle's medical waste incinerator.
Every day that Stericycle is allowed to continue emitting those toxins into the community is a day where the future health of children in those nearby neighborhoods can be compromised. Unknowingly, perhaps, hospitals, clinics, and other entities shipping waste to Stericycle are obviously key contributors to this regrettable circumstance. It is long overdue that medical facilities discontinue the practice of having their waste incinerated.
Alicia Cannell is a former resident of the Foxborough neighborhood located near Stericycle's incinerator. Her plea to the hospitals is a personal one.
There's other technologies. They need to now look at these alternatives, find the best possible way for their facility, and stop incinerating their medical waste. All the groups that are following me are moms like me, and we're protecting our children. We are not stopping until that incinerator is shut down.
On hand at the press conference were some representatives from companies that offer alternative methods of medical waste disposal, including Steramed. Steramed treats waste by shredding and sterilizing it with a chemical disinfectant, producing a substance known as PLOOF, which the EPA deems safe to go in landfills. Dwight Morgan is chief engineer and vice president for the company. He says they're already treating waste on site at Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding, Utah.
We started with Blanding, and we thought that if we could solve their problem at a very small scale and demonstrate reliability of the company, reliability of process, that the Utah departments of that govern this would approve it, then we could prove that, quite frankly, if it could be done in the smallest location, that it could be done anywhere.
And Steramed isn't the only alternative. There are companies that use steam heat and others that use ozone to sterilize the waste, which can then be recycled or put in landfills. So given the options, could Utah's hospitals just stop sending their waste to Stericycle's North Salt Lake incinerator? Michelle Johnson is Director of Environmental Health and Safety at the University of Utah. She says the U is seriously considering alternative methods for treating much of the waste they send to Stericycle, most of the infectious waste from the hospitals, as well as lab research. They're currently comparing bids from medical waste companies.
We're looking at what are our options for actually purchasing equipment where we could treat it here on campus that would fall in line with all of our clean air initiatives.
Johnson says about 100,000 pounds of waste per year could be treated on site. Some of it they would hope to recycle. But Johnson says it's a tough decision for the university because it means paying more.
We know that it will cost more. It's how much more will it cost us in order to be able to discontinue with incineration.
The other problem, Johnson says, is that not all waste can be treated with these alternative technologies at this time. Body parts, for instance. The state's policy on human anatomical remains is that they must be incinerated or interred. State lawmakers could change this policy, but the University of Utah must follow the current law. And then there is the trace chemotherapy waste. Every Wednesday morning, a truck pulls up to the Huntsman Cancer Hospital's loading dock. Bins of empty IV bags, tubes, gowns, and gloves contaminated with chemotherapy waste are weighed and loaded onto the truck. There are a dozen large bins, plus many more small bins, headed for Stericycle. Johnson says the university produces about 50,000 pounds of chemo waste per year, and the only way to chemically denature chemo waste is to burn it. Put it in a landfill, and you could have reactive chemicals leach into the land and water.
As far as we know so far, there is no technology that is approved by the regulatory agencies that says that any other method beyond incineration is effective for chemo waste.
In the meantime, the state legislature may consider a bill this year to ban medical waste incineration in the state. Johnson says it's not clear what the university would do if Stericycle left Utah.
We're not seeing fewer cancers, we're seeing more cancers. And as baby boomers age, we're going to see even more. So that won't go away. And it would be interesting if the state did ban incineration for medical waste.
Utah has one of the largest cancer centers in the country, and it's only expected to grow. At the same time, the number of medical waste incinerators in the country has been shrinking. There are less than 36 now. The university could discontinue incineration for much of its waste, but when it comes to chemo waste and anatomical remains, what the university can do and will do is an open question. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.